Hundreds of UK troops banned from NATO deployment over barracks orgies. By Kurt Zindelka on June 20, 2022. Hundreds of British paratroopers have been barred from being deployed on a NATO mission after video evidence emerged of orgies with a civilian woman being held at a military barracks. One of the first official acts of General Sir Patrick Sandars, who became the head of the British Army this month, will be to ban hundreds of soldiers from the 3rd Battalion the Parachute Regiment from a NATO mission to the Balkans after they were found to have been involved in a series of sexual orgies at the Merville Barracks in Colchester, Essex. According to a report from the Times of London, a civilian woman had been smuggled onto the base 31 times over the course of 5 months to engage in sexual intercourse with multiple soldiers at a time. Earlier this month, 8 paratroopers of the 16 Air Assault Brigade had been placed under military police investigation after sex tapes emerged of them participating in orgies with the unnamed woman as dozens more looked on. Although police determined that the woman had consented to the sexual liaisons, the soldiers involved had been banned from the upcoming military deployment, meaning they will lose out on opportunities to win medals as well as having their pay docked. In a letter to their commanding generals and officers, the newly installed Chief of the General Staff, CGS, of the British Army, General Sir Patrick Sandars, said that while no crime had been committed, the actions of the soldiers could be seen as to denigrate women and failed to uphold the standards and values of the armed forces. Such behavior is unacceptable, corrosive and detrimental to the Army's reputation, General Sir Patrick wrote, adding, recent events indicated that 3 para is not demonstrating the levels of discipline and respect for others expected of one of our battalions. I am not prepared to risk the NATO mission or the reputation of the British Army by deploying 3 para at this time. The move from the Army chief comes as he warned British troops that they should be preparing for a potential land war in Europe in order to confront the threat posed by Vladimir Putin's Russia. We are the generation that must prepare the Army to fight in Europe once again, Sandars said. There is now a burning imperative to forge an army capable of fighting alongside our allies and defeating Russia in battle. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.